Protests are scheduled for this afternoon in downtown New Haven, Connecticut, in response to a video showing one of the city's police officers, Joshua Smirchinsky, slamming a 15-year-old girl onto the street. The girl was being arrested after an altercation at New Haven's St. Patrick's Day parade. She suffered a fractured shoulder and a cut near her eye. Police found a knife on her, and she was charged with possession of a deadly weapon, breach of peace, and interfering with an officer. Smirchinsky was placed on desk duty shortly after the protests began, but he was cleared in an internal investigation, and he is returning to active duty today. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports Mayor Tony Harp and Police Chief Dean Esserman are trying to calm tensions between people who are angry at the way police handled the incident and supporters of the officer in the video.
A week ago, a group of protesters who were upset about the video occupied first the police station, then the mayor's office. This is protester Barbara Fair last Monday.
This shows the lack of respect that they have for this community. They have an officer out here who just did this, knowing we're upset, and they have him on the street still working.
The protesters were demanding Officer Smirchinsky be put on desk duty. On Tuesday, Mayor Tony Harp told them that she and Esserman had agreed to do that. Then on Friday, at a City Hall press conference, Esserman said Officer Smirchinsky would be returning to the street.
A police officer made his arrest and followed the training he received. That officer is exonerated.
And Esserman said he had personally apologized to the girl in the video and that he would ask police to help her. She said she'd been bullied at school, but that's when he was interrupted by a chanting crowd of police supporters, including police, retired police, and family members of police. Police Union President Louis Cavalier came out of the crowd. He said he felt like Esserman had abandoned Officer Smirchinsky.
We felt we were alone on this. I mean, this kid was forgotten about. The chief went over to the arrestee's house to make an apology. Where was his apology? Where was his visit? How come he didn't matter?
From there, dozens of police supporters and dozens of police critics started getting personal. Race came up almost immediately. The girl in the video is African American. Officer Smirchinsky is white.
We protect your rights too, dumbbell.
The most diverse department in this country.
Your job has been racism since slavery.
We're protecting you, you dumbbell.
Get over it.
That's what that statement meant. That was racial, man. What ghetto trash mean? In the ghetto is black people. What are you saying?
That's protester Nazim Muhammad responding to someone in the crowd who yelled, ghetto garbage.
I live in the ghetto, and I'm not trash. So what do you mean? Come on, man. You know who live in the ghetto. You might as well call me a Come on, man.
The two-way protests spilled out into the street with dueling chants from police supporters and police critics. And from both sides came slurs, profanity, insults, mockery, and arguments. Police critics led chants suggesting police supporters came from out of town.
Go back home!
To the suburbs!
Go back
to the suburbs!
Go get a job!
I have a job, sir!
You're a fool, sir!
What do you do?
You're a fool, sir!
Tension is high between people protesting the police and the people supporting the police, but many people on both sides are also angry with New Haven Mayor Tony Harp and Police Chief Dean Esserman for their handling of the response to the protests.
New mayor, new chief, new mayor, new chief, new mayor.
This is a chant from police supporters.
New mayor, new chief, new mayor, new chief.
Esserman says he thinks both sides will move past the St. Patrick's Day incident and everything that came after it.
No department can work without the support of its community. And no community can live without its police. I'm sorry that the hard work of every one of these great police officers and the hard work of this community coming together is being brought to a point here and now. But we will move beyond this.
Nazim Muhammad, the man who responded to that comment during one of the protests about ghetto garbage, says he's afraid tensions between critics and supporters of the police won't go away anytime soon.
It's wrong on both sides, man. Somebody got to come to peace, man. You can't keep going back and forth. Who going to make it right? I'm going home, man. They need to. Who going to make it right, man? I'm going, man.
Muhammad walked out of the doors of City Hall and down the steps, past where supporters and critics of police were still going back and forth, and people on both sides were chanting, "You are the problem." Davis Donovan, WSHU News.